Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, September 14th. South Bruce Peninsula Council has awarded a contract for the Sauble Beach EMS Station project. Council approved a staff recommendation at a recent meeting to accept a bid tender of over $800,000 by Allen Hastings Limited for the renovation work. The town plans to create an ambulance bay and staff quarters for Bruce County EMS at the Sauble Beach Medical Center. South Bruce Peninsula CAO Bill Jones says the plan to renovate the medical center turned out to be a much cheaper option than the initial idea of an addition to the fire hall.
This turned out to be a significant cost savings. We're looking at, I think, around half of the value of what we were looking at for a full renovation at the other site.
Jones says the expected move-in date to the newly renovated space at the medical center would be sometime early next year. The Ford government has released more information about a proposed bill that would charge seniors $400 a day if they refuse to move to a long-term care home once they're discharged from the hospital. Bill 7, the More Beds, Better Care Act, would enable the temporary transfer of those waiting for a long-term care home to a different care home that is not of their choosing. The province said it would be to a home within a 70-kilometer radius of the hospital if you're in southern Ontario. If you're in northern Ontario, it's 150 kilometers. The Ford government says it will free up hospital beds for people who are waiting for surgeries. Grey Bruce OPP say a Neyashinigming resident is facing multiple charges following a complaint of threats. OPP say on Monday, members of the Neyashinigming First Nation Police responded to a threat report on Lakeshore Boulevard in the First Nation. Police say the suspect was located and arrested. Yesterday, police executed a search warrant at a residence and seized a number of firearms and some ammunition. The 68-year-old accused is being charged with uttering threats, two counts of careless storage of a firearm, weapon, prohibited device or ammunition, and unauthorized possession of a firearm. They were held pending a bail hearing where they were remanded into custody. The Canadian Big Band Celebration will be staged this weekend at a number of venues in Saugeen Shores. The annual festival celebrates the popular music once performed in the Great Lakes dance pavilions from the 1920s to the 80s. Charlie Bell says the celebration goes Friday and Saturday.
We do have at Unifor, the main assembly hall, which is designed after a pavilion in many ways. Big A-frame complex. It holds about 700 or 800 people, and that's where we have the dance event.
The music throughout the weekend will range from jazz and blues in town to the big band sounds at Unifor. You can find more information on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website or by visiting CanadianBigBand.com. The federal government says it will match donations to the Humanitarian Coalition in response to the recent devastating flooding in Pakistan. The government of Canada says every donation made before September 28th will be matched up to a maximum of $3 million. It will go to food, emergency cash and vouchers, water, sanitation and health services. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also says Canada will allocate an additional $25 million in response to the impact of flooding in Pakistan and to support development projects. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 80 points to 19,726. The Dow Jones is up 30 points. Our dollar is trading at 75.95 U.S. cents, up 1/100th of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.85, up $1.54 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Ball, the Tampa Bay Rays and Toronto Blue Jays play the fourth game of their five-game series tonight. Ross Stripling will start for the Jays, who hold the top wildcard spot in the American League by a half game over Tampa Bay and Seattle. Seattle is hosting the San Diego Padres this afternoon. There are four Davis Cup matches today. Canada plays again Friday when they face Spain. Yesterday, Canada defeated South Korea 2-1. And the LA Galaxy are at Vancouver to meet the Whitecaps in one of five Major League Soccer games tonight. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. Your weather forecast is coming up next.